Greetings, beloved, from Ronstadt Ministries. Today we would like to spend a few moments pondering the person of Christ and leadership. In a word, Jesus is love. He is a loving leader. He is a loving servant leader. In more biblical terms, Jesus is a loving servant shepherd. We all, and in particular husbands, are called to know less. In Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 2, we read these words, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Please notice the command to imitate or mimic God is defined as a command to walk in love. Love is then compared to Christ's loving example. Beloved, 1, love initiates. 2, love gives. 3, love gives oneself. 4, love gives for the good of the other. And 5, love is sacrificial. And 6, love is giving as an offering to God. Indeed, Jesus' sacrifice was a fragrant offering to God, that is, God was pleased precisely because of his motivation to God and for the saints' greatest good. May I draw two implications for every husband, indeed every leader. 1, you must take initiative. You must be willing or intentional or deliberate, as Peter says it in 1 Peter 5:2, to pursue those whom God has placed under your care. You are not allowed to be passive. You are not allowed to defer or abdicate. You must actively seek the joy of those you are called to lovingly lead. And 2, you must give yourself. It is not enough to give those you love things. You must give yourself. This means you must reveal yourself in conversations to your bride. You are not allowed to be a private man. You are not allowed not to speak. You must give yourself to her fully and completely. Jesus gave his life. Surely you must give yourself. Indeed, and we will close with this, a husband's servant shepherding is not a matter of style. It is a divine imperative. We husbands must love our brides as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, as Ephesians 5:25 so clearly commands. We extend to you 10,000 blessings in the loving servant shepherd. God bless.